This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Say yes to Pure Leaf Tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf Tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Invested. Don't tell me to pray and you don't say what for.
He brings the perspective.
Yeah, I think they both have a great point.
Get off me, text line.
He's truly one of a kind.
That is wow.
Oh, my God.
Oh. And he's doing a great job.
I need you to man up and say what you really want to say.
Simon, you're doing a great job.
And together, they are Stymie and Guru.
Yeah.
On 95.7 The Game.
Oh, yeah. We got some big games coming up, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes, sir.
And it's tough not to be excited. Warriors at Lakers tonight.
Absolutely incredible.
It really is, Draymond. And let me tell you what else is incredible, my friend. The way you talk about defense.
Oof.
I'll give it to you.
Man.
You're pretty smart. You're pretty smart defensively.
He's a savant, man.
Yeah, if you haven't checked out The Athletic today.
Marcus Thompson.
Marcus Thompson spent some time with Draymond Green looking at defensive plays, and he had he had Draymond narrating what he was thinking. It was good stuff, real good stuff. Good stuff, Marcus Thompson.
And that's why whenever his career does come to an end, Stoney, he is number one in the lead to replace a guy like a Charles Barkley, because it's not just defense. Him talking the game is just like, man, just injected in my veins, man. And I got to tell you this. I'm so excited. I know this answer, but I'm going to pose it to you. Stoney, I feel like I play.
You don't, dude.
I know, but that's how much is in a lot and everything riding on tonight and tomorrow and Sunday.
Okay. All right. Okay.
You know I know I don't play.
I don't
I
know that
like
sometimes.
That. But yeah, I'm ready for you.
Okay, feels all right. I think some people could maybe interpret that as you'd like to steer the discussion toward yourself and how you're feeling.
Oh, never. What would there be to discuss?
Well, you can talk about, since you feel like you're a player, what do you hope to accomplish tonight? And you know, are you going to try to get others involved, or are you going
to
be aggressive right from the start?
I'm going to try to get you involved. Let's do it, because you hurt my feelings.
How?
So Evan left. Evan doesn't know what
with
I'm
that?
About to say. No, with this. We've been together 8 years. I come in fired up. It's Evan's Friday. He's going to Raleigh, North Carolina to see J. Cole. He'll tell us about that concert. And you look me in the eyes right before tip and say, Goo, I don't think you're ready. You've never said that
to me.
No,
I haven't. You know, great.
I thought we bonded and we're on the same.
In this one. Great coaches have to handle people differently.
You're not a coach.
They use different methods to motivate.
Yeah.
And today's method
that
was saying,
starting. I came in, I'm
ready. Not sure you're ready today.
We've been talking to Finch too much.
Yeah.
No, it's a great time of year if you're a Warrior fan, especially if you consider where they were 2 months ago.
Damn.
Couple numbers for you. Because the interesting thing is, there's a lot of interesting things tonight, but you know, we have two teams that made blockbuster trades, and both teams appear to be better off because of them. I get that the Lakers are 14-8 in games that Luka's played since the trade, but some of those games have been without LeBron James, and the Lakers obviously have a different look. The Warriors, they're 19-5 since Jimmy Butler's arrived. Keep in mind, they were 25-26 when he played his first game against the Chicago Bulls, and now they're 44-31. And we've got a change in the standings right now, which
was packed,
which is big. The Denver Nuggets have fired the first shot in this NBA version of a pennant race. They rested all their players last night at home against the Spurs, took the loss, and now they're coming in here tomorrow night pretty rested.
Yeah.
And you said
cool.
I love it.
Are they running from the first round matchup for Minnesota? Because right now, I don't have to ask Evan, but Steiny, like, I understand that game the night before were 53 minutes from the Joker in the double OT game, but right now, the Denver Nuggets would be matched up with the Warriors with what they did last night, and there's a lot of time left. I get it.
Right.
So I'm just wondering, and you sent a tweet that hit me, and it just stayed with me, and it resonates with me. Like, with the way that the league is set up now with this play-in, you're going to be able to tell teams the intentions more now. It's going to be, you're telling on yourself. And I just wonder if Mike Malone had any of that. Minnesota gives us problems. And if we drop to 4 and the Warriors stay at 5, so be it.
I think, and I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know.
Because we'll never know.
But I think that it's got less to do with the Warriors than it does each team goes down the stretch with their own philosophy. And I think a guy like Michael Malone said to himself, we just played a double overtime game against the Timberwolves. I'm going to rest everybody the following night because they were dragging from the night before.
Gassed.
And I don't think it's a concession that he wants the Warriors. I think it's more, you know what? I think we got to rest our guys heading into the playoffs. This is the perfect time to do it. And oh, by the way, we actually do have a pretty big game Friday, so we'll take advantage of the rest.
Yeah. And they got a 2-game lead over the Warriors for now.
But here's the question I have to Warrior fans. And I threw it on the YouTube chat. And there's a lot of different ways to handle this. By the way, we got our first guest today at 10:30. You may have heard of him, Eric Sleepy Floyd.
Yeah.
The gentleman who we all know set a playoff record for points in a quarter during a playoff game with 29 and a half back in 1987 with 39. And he's the subject of a movie that's going to be released tomorrow, Freaky Tales.
Yeah.
And it's based around that legendary performance. We'll talk to him about that movie, but also about this edition of the Golden State Warriors. But here's my question, Goo. And I'll throw it out to Warrior fans at 888-957-9570. And we're going to play some of Steve Kerr, too, from yesterday's Willard and Dibb show. But one of the things that he said was, you know, we're in full-on playoff mode, okay?
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Are the Warriors really going to play? Let's just use their big guys. Draymond Green, Steph Curry, Jimmy Butler. Do you really want them to play, Goo? Do you really want those three guys to play on back-to-back nights, let's say playing 35 minutes tonight and 35 minutes tomorrow night?
I do.
Okay.
And the carrot to me, Stani, is the fourth, which if they could somehow get to that juncture, they would have a damn home court advantage in whoever they matched up with in the playoffs. And Stani, just because if you choose to go a different route and rest, load management or whatnot, that doesn't guarantee you anything. I think the Warriors got their eyes on having home court advantage. So to answer your question, yes, sir, I would do it. And I think that's what they're going to do. How about you?
I think there's a chance they could rest everybody tomorrow. Like, all the big three, believe it or not.
And here goes Big Mouth. I got to interrupt. Would it have any residue of what Denver did a couple weeks ago when they came in here, won the game, but rested everybody, all their big guys?
No.
Okay.
It has to do with the practicality of they're in the middle of playing four really good teams in 6 days, and is there a way to give them a little bump of rest? And I'm talking about the veterans. In the middle of it. That's all I'm saying. So, listen, Warrior fans, you know your team as well as anybody, and you can read the standings as well as anybody. And how do you approach these next two games? I think it's an interesting question, because we're already – see, this is – like, the one part I think it doesn't work for everybody is, you know, the idea that there's this frantic race –
that's where I'm at.
Frantic race for seeding.
Yes, can't sleep.
A basketball pennant race, if you will, with everybody jockeying for seeding.
Yes.
Yeah, that's a myth. I'm sorry. It's a myth. And the reason it's a myth is because of what a team like Denver did last night. Denver took a loss at home to the Spurs. So how much can they really be looking at the standings saying, we've got to do this or we've got to do that? That's why I think what the Nuggets did last night is a little bigger than we'd love to finish here to play this team. But that's just me.
See, and real quick, I know we're up against it, Stani. I think that's what they're doing, because every decision comes with a consequence, right? And the byproduct of losing and dropping to fourth for Denver and not even giving yourself an opportunity to try to win that game is that's telling me Michael Malone and the Nuggets are comfortable if somehow they were to tangle with the Dubs.
No doubt. And I also think they look at the standings and they say, we are still two games ahead of the Warriors with the tiebreaker.
I forgot.
Even with a loss last night.
I forgot.
So there is a little bit of separation between four and five, which means Denver, I think, is most concerned with just making sure they have home court in the first round. That's what I think their priority is. And let's let the opponent fall to whoever it is. But, man, this is great stuff we got going right now.